So, you have a Doctor Strange sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh boy, I bet we're gonna see some wacky multiverses.
Oh, you know it, sir.
Oh man.
Briefly.
What?
Glimpses of them for a minute or so, they're gonna flash by.
Oh, okay. That's alright.
Yeah, and then we're gonna pretty much be in the same 2-3 universes for the whole thing. The person who can jump universes can't control her power.
Oh, that's too bad. So who is this character?
America.
Captain America? But that's not possible. At the end of Endgame, he turned into Joe Biden. No, this character's name is America Chavez, and she got so scared of a bee that her mom's disappeared.
What? They're gone, sir.
But what about this America character? Tell me about her character development.
I just did.
Oh, all right. So America has the power to open portals between universes, but it only happens when she's really scared.
Bummer.
And so at the beginning of the movie, she's with this alternate Doctor Strange, and he gets killed by this big eyeball tentacle monster.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, and they end up in our dimension, so our Wong and our Strange fight this monster.
Oh boy.
So they're fighting and slicing, and eventually they do this special hand move and stab it in the eye.
Probably should have led with that move.
Maybe. So then Doctor Strange goes to see Wanda, but it turns out she's the one who's trying to capture America.
What? Why?
Well, she wants to use her powers to go be with her kids from WandaVision, but in another universe.
I thought we kind of had her work through all that in WandaVision.
Yeah, but then she read an evil book, so that just undid all that, and she's pure evil now.
See, this is why I don't read.
So it turns out she's the one who sent that interdimensional tentacle monster thing.
How'd she have access to that interdimensional being?
Unclear.
Wait, hadn't she, like, made her kids up or something?
She had, yeah.
Can't she just do that again?
No.
And I guess she wants to go see Vision, too, huh?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Can't she work with America to find a universe where the Wanda's dead but the kids are alive?
No.
Why not?
So the movie can happen.
All right, well, it seems like this is happening.
It is, and so now Doctor Strange has to protect this girl from Wanda.
Man, so what does she do?
Well, Wanda attacks and kills a bunch of sorcerers, and Doctor Strange and America zip over to another universe.
Oh boy, what's going on in this universe?
Oh, it's real wacky, sir. Red traffic lights and green traffic lights are switched, and pizza is balls.
Oh.
No, like they're balls of pizza.
Oh, okay.
So eventually, they get brought in front of the Illuminati.
Oh, who are they?
Oh, we're talking Captain Carter, Maria Rambo, Captain Marvel, Black Bolt, Professor X, and Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, they're all from things.
They sure are, sir.
Oh boy, sometimes I recognize thing and my brain releases fun chemicals.
Hell yeah, sir.
Hell yeah, I'm familiar with some of the things you said.
Fantastic, sir. So Doctor Strange tries to warn them that Wanda's gonna come kill everybody, but they're like, yeah, no, we can handle her.
Uh-oh, Wanda's on her way?
She is. She does this thing called dreamwalking where she can control alternate Wandas.
Not good.
So then Reed Richards, the smartest man in the universe, is like, Wanda, you better back off because Black Bolt here can destroy you with one whisper from his mouth.
One whisper from his mouth? That's a weird way to phrase that. Where else would a whisper come from?
But then Wanda's gonna be like, what mouth? And his mouth is gone.
Oh, he was setting her up for a one-liner. That's why he said it so weird.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, then Black Bolt blows his own mind.
I feel like it's weird that the smartest man in the universe told her exactly how to kill him.
Hey, shut up. And then she kills them one by one, and she can alter reality, so it's pretty brutal.
So what happens to Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, spaghetti?
Oh, Fantastic Spaghetti is tight.
Sure is.
And what does she do to the others?
Well, then she decides to stop altering reality so we could have a little action scene, and she makes something fall on Captain Marvel and crushes her to death.
That doesn't seem like it would hurt Captain Marvel.
Yeah, but it does, because this is just a cameo.
And what about Captain Carter?
50% off.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good deal.
So now Strange and America and an alternate Christine Palmer have to run away from Wanda through these tunnels, and they're closing blast doors, but she's just going through them.
Uh-oh, so what do they do?
Well, eventually they close a blast door behind them, so then they stop and turn around to see if she'll get through.
Why wouldn't she? She got through all the others.
Yeah, well, they're gonna stop at this one, because Wanda's gonna do a fun little jump scare.
Oh, very scary.
It is. So eventually Wanda catches them and captures America.
Oh, no.
And so she uses America's powers to send Doctor Strange and Christine to this destroyed universe where there's this evil Doctor Strange.
So Strange has to fight an evil version of himself?
Yeah, he does. They're gonna have this musical fight.
Oh, like a rap battle?
No, like throwing musical notes at each other with magic.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I like my thing a lot better.
Well, that's too bad, sir. So then Doctor Strange uses that evil book to dreamwalk into the corpse of that dead Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Yeah, so then he's gotta go zombie fight Wanda with a bunch of souls of the damned, and Christine's gonna kinda coach him on what to do.
How does she know what to do?
Unclear. But then they realize to defeat Wanda, they have to use America's powers.
Well, that's gonna be hard to do since she doesn't know how to use them.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy.
Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, Doctor Strange tells her to believe in herself, and so, you know, that does the trick.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Yeah, the power was inside her all along or whatever.
So she sends Wanda to another dimension and sees her kids, but they're scared of her, so she realizes she's kind of a monster.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so then she collapses a temple onto herself.
Jeez.
So at the end of the movie, America is training to be a sorcerer, just like Doctor Strange.
She's not trying to look for her moms?
Oh, yeah. No, she's not.
Well, okay then.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm just trying to think of some cool Reed Richards casting, right? You know, something that'll get people talking. Any ideas?
Nope, no ideas.
Wait, do that again? Do that again, but look to your right.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, I know exactly who to get.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting, or for fast-forwarding to the end. I don't know how you got here. You can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd want to see pitches for. And also don't forget to subscribe to this new pitch meeting-only channel. It's only got pitch meetings on it. That's all there is. All right, I'll see you later. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope it's good. Bye.